Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. We made it. It's Friday. Yeah, I had to convince. Some Fridays are different. You wake up and you're just like, yeah. Today I had to continually talk myself into that it's Friday. It was like the universe was like not letting me believe it was Friday.
What is going on? I feel like we are on the same wavelength this week
because
same thing happened to me. I didn't even realize, honestly, when I woke up, I didn't even realize it was Friday. I started just getting ready. I was like a zombie. And then I had to tell myself, hello, cheer up. It's Friday. This is the last day. You got the weekend.
Yeah, you just need to be happy. My morning started, it was about 2:15. I woke up and I was like, what is that smell? Gosh, that is...
Smell?
What is that? I mean, it was just like something wasn't right.
Uh-oh.
Baby. Not good.
No. Do you guys co-sleep?
Overnight. He's in the room right now, yeah.
He's in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he's in his crib. But
so he's in a crib. Okay, got it.
Oh, no, not in the bed.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Some people do.
Oh, no,
it's
no,
really
no, no, no. No, not good. No. I thought you meant like, oh, no, don't do that.
So in the crib, but he had a little stinky diaper this morning.
Overnight bomb. I mean, that never happens, but it's like once in a while, and I was just like.
Crappy way to start your Friday.
See what I'm saying? And then I looked at my phone, and I was like, happy Friday.
Yeah.
This is how it starts.
Did you look at the weather for this weekend, too?
No, I saw, first off, today, like 62, brr.
It's going to be in the 40s. The lows
overnight,
are 40s all weekend long. And then into next week, too.
All right. Dirty diapers and freezing cold weather. Listen, no other morning show knows how to get you revved up for the weekend like we do. All right. You're welcome. It's QYK. Sorry.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, we'll get to a new Dan and Shay music here in just a second. First, Jimmy Allen, this is a heartwarming story. You know, we talked to him not long ago, and man, he moved to Nashville with $20 in his pocket, and he had to live in a car for a little while.
I didn't know that. You were the one that told me that he had the struggle.
The struggle
was real.
It was definitely real for him, and so now he's got his first song. It was a number one song, and his son... And him, we're talking about how much they love Disney World, and he wants to go to Disney World.
Yeah, so Jimmy Allen is talking to People Magazine, and he's telling them about how he is obsessed with Disney World. And he lets his son believe that it's for him, Aiden, who's now 4 years old. But he said that he actually took Aiden when he was a baby, when he didn't even know what was going on. He said, yeah, it was just kind of an excuse to go.
Right.
And even when he had no money, he said he'd work two jobs. They would drive down from Nashville to Orlando to go to Disney World. But he admitted it was more so for him. He's like a big kid, which I can relate to. I love Disney.
Yeah, but now it can be about his son. You know, he's got the means and everything. That's
he
really
said
cool.
The only problem is that his son's gotten used to going every single year, and now he expects life to be like Disney World.
Well, that's part
he
of the
magic. That's the real
that's
world.
Part of the magic, though. You know what I'm saying?
I
that's,
wish.
Yeah.
That's Could part you of imagine the- if work was like Disney? Oh, my gosh. They wouldn't have to pay me to be here.
My goodness. All right, Randy Travis, he's become an author.
He has. Do people really want to read this book?
Well, I think his story, listen, Randy Travis, you talk about a guy who's had a lot of ups and a lot of downs.
Oh, for sure.
So I think it's a great story.
It's going to be called Forever and Ever, Amen, a memoir of music, faith, and braving the storms of life. It now has a release date on May 14th. And it's going to be sold everywhere the books are sold. So.
He's had a lot of storms, Randy Travis. That should be a really interesting book. Finally, Dan and Shay, new music. I want you all to myself. We don't need anyone else. Gosh, these guys are just...
They're on a roll.
They're poised for just to become superstars. Don't you think, Kevin?
Yes, no doubt.
There's just no doubt. And
they're opening for Dirks on the mega ticket, which is July the 20th. It's going to be full when they come on early.
Big time. Dirks doesn't have to worry about a full house because it would have been full for an hour before he even gets on because
no
of
doubt.
Dan and Shay. 100%, right?
Yeah. We've got mega ticket, too, coming up.
7:15, we've got the mega ticket for you here, and that includes, like they mentioned, Dan and Shay. So get ready to win that 7:15 this morning.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Hey,
when did you realize you were... You're getting old, man. You're crossing over. 99.5
QYK. Your hangover got really bad.
Your hangover got really bad?
Yeah. When I got my first two-day hangover, that was when I realized I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
Well, that's more of a badge of honor, right? Because you had to work for that. That's
okay.
Yeah, no, that's like you had to put reps in to get that hangover.
I just had to put some fireball shots in, honestly.
Well, here's the deal. So lately, and I say lately, probably the last couple of years, I don't know. I'm looking at my phone and I'm squinting. I'm trying to read them, squinting, and it's like, oh, you need glasses. You need glasses. Kevin, you always tell me I need glasses.
You do.
And
can you even see Kevin right now?
Barely.
I'm a blur.
So I'm in the dollar store the other day. I'm getting like waters, and then Trey needed something for his 100 days of school project, so I had to go buy 100 of something. And then I see the $1 reader glasses. You know that little carousel of glasses.
Yes, my mom gets them there.
Well, why not? They're a dollar, and so I grab a pair, you know, like shiny black frames, and I go home and try them, and my God, they work. Like, I feel like I'm seeing an HD now. Like, it's incredible.
But that means that you need to go get your eyes checked, and you need prescription glasses.
The kids come in, and I put them on for them, and they all have very negative reviews of how I look with reader glasses on. Well, they're like magnified glasses. And Austin says, don't come to my school like that.
Oh!
Whoa!
And I'm just like, man, for a dollar, you could just feel like, you could make yourself feel so terrible, you know? Like, people are just, like, clowning on you. But I got to tell you, these reader glasses work. No, but they work. Like, everything's so bright and big and just like, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
because you've got two magnifying glasses on your eyeballs.
I know, but why do I have to go to the real eye doctor now? I just fixed it for a dollar.
Because ultimately, I think that those are just, they're just what they are. They're readers, so you just temporarily have them on. I think that you need something
specialized,
all day.
Yeah, like, yes. Like a laser, like a LASIK laser?
I mean, yeah, if you could get LASIK, that would be amazing.
Oh, but lasers in my
start
eye.
With regular prescription glasses, yeah. And then you could get contacts, maybe.
So, and then you got to take them out every night, and then what if they fall? You can't find them. I mean,
listen, we're all getting older.
We're all getting
older. It is what it is.
What happened to you in your life where you realize you're getting old? 800-992-1099. Text us, or call us, whatever you can do. And you know what's funny? When I went to buy the glasses, I didn't want anyone to see you try them on. So I just grabbed a pair and threw them in the basket.
You didn't even want anyone to know you were
but
there.
But I see people trying them on. I'm like, I'd never do that. I just take them and throw them in the basket.
It's only a dollar.
Yeah, yeah. Get your calls on the way. Riley Green is on QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Erks, part of that mega ticket. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie. All right. In 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Three minutes. We are going to get somebody ready to go for the mega ticket. Basically planning your whole summer party. Your shot to win is next. QIK.
Girl, I've been thinking about us, and you know I ain't.
Chance to win the mega ticket right now. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Let's do some ridiculously easy trivia, right?
Let's do it.
So this is, listen, you're caller 9, and we ask you ridiculously easy questions about the mega ticket artist.
Super simple.
Like, how easy is it? This is like asking your name would be harder than asking these questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so caller 9, 800-992-1099. Mega ticket. We got your whole summer lined up. Your whole party is set to go for the entire summer.
And all you have to do is get 3 questions right.
Caller 9 right now. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Listen, the only thing that can make Friday better would be starting off your weekend. I mean, blowing up your Friday with a mega ticket in your hand.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't think of a better way. You'd get to see Rascal Flatts, Dierks Bentley, Superstar, Surprise Act. I can't talk.
I mean, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, the list goes on and on and on. All these shows, right? So it's ridiculously easy trivia. We ask you just the most senseless, mindless, easy questions.
Super, super simple.
We basically guarantee that caller 9 can win this mega ticket.
Yes.
Let's welcome Lisa to the show. What's up, Lisa?
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing good. We're trying to make your Friday, okay?
Make your summer.
Yeah, exactly. Your whole summer party will be planned out. So 3 questions. We can't tell you if you get them right or wrong until the end, okay?
Okay.
But this is ridiculously easy. So here is question number 1. According to Dierks Bentley, you're either a little bit holy water or a little bit blank.
Drunk?
That was the first question, so we're on to question number 2.
Man, I love that song.
Lisa, what state borders Florida and also happens to be in the name of a mega ticket artist?
Georgia?
All right, third question, and this is multiple choice, Lisa, for the mega ticket. How old is Chris Young? Chris Young, of course, will be on as part of the mega ticket. Is he A, 99, B, 33, or C, 55?
C?
C, 55?
Yes.
Sounds like we're playing bingo.
It really does.
C, 55? Bingo!
I got bingo.
Well, here's the thing. You actually, Lisa, you didn't get them all right. We can't tell you which ones. I think we can tell you she got one right.
Well, is there a question maybe that you thought you may have not guessed right?
Maybe Chris Young's age.
Yeah, that was
a good guess.
It could have been one of them. 99, 33, 55. You wanted 55. Well, you didn't get them all, so we got to take the next caller, Lisa, because it's ridiculous. You got to get them all. I'm sorry, Lisa.
Thanks.
Lisa, hang on. We're going to grab you a couple of neon tees, and maybe you'll get upgraded over the summer, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Lisa.
Have a good weekend, Lisa.
All right. Well, that is, our second time this week where we didn't get a ridiculously easy trivia winner?
They are ridiculously easy.
All right. So we'll take the next caller here, 800-992-1099. Same questions, right?
Same questions.
We don't have
questions.
Any more written because we didn't think we'd need any more. It's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Trying to give you the mega ticket right now, right?
Yeah, so we are trying.
We're trying ridiculously easy trivia. Look, this is three very, very easy questions about mega ticket artists.
Yeah, and as we're coming up with the questions off air, even Kevin comes in and goes, no, you got to make them even easier.
Like, I don't know if they can get easier, but we got someone who just didn't get them, so now we're on to Stuart.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Hoping to win tickets.
Yeah, mega tickets. So you're our second contestant for ridiculously easy trivia. Really, ideally, this game's only supposed to have one contestant. Because you got to get them all right. But Lisa didn't get them all right, so now we're on to you, all right?
All right.
Lisa's loss is your gain, my friend.
We hope.
All right.
Got to get all these right. We can't tell you while we're playing if you got them all right or not. We'll tell you at the end. So here's question number one, Stuart. According to Dierks Bentley, you're either a little bit holy water or a little bit...
Burning Man.
All right. Second question. What state borders Florida and also happens to be in the name of a mega ticket artist?
Georgia.
Third and final question, Stuart, for the mega ticket. And it's multiple choice. How old is Chris Young? A, 99. B, 33. C, 55.
B, 33.
Stuart, congratulations.
Woo!
You have saved the audience from another round of ridiculously easy trivia. And, man, you have got the mega ticket. Your summer party concert plans are set, my brother.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
You are so welcome.
Have a great week. Stuart, how easy was this?
Pretty easy.
There you go. All right. That makes us feel better. It's 99.5 QIK. Hang on, Stuart, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Man, so, you know, we're talking about so much music coming to the Tampa Bay area. That's what I love about the summers here. It's just so many country music artists. It's like an invasion. So we just did the mega ticket. We gave away mega ticket all week. Another shot for that this afternoon with Travis at 5:15 for the mega ticket.
Yeah.
But think about this. Next week on Monday, it all starts. Luke Bryan for Country Thunder. And I'm telling you, it's going to start in the 7 o'clock hour, 7 a.m. Monday morning.
Don't know when it's going to happen, but sometime the 7 a.m. hour.
Right. So here's what you do, right? Like, get out your iPhone now because the weekend comes. I mean, it's just going to be crazy. Gasparilla's going to be just nuts.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be a cold Gasparilla.
I know, but beer's warm. But what I'm trying to say.
Hopefully not.
Beer's warm.
I like my beer cold.
No, but it warms you up is what I'm saying.
Oh, right. Yeah,
beer,
it does
that's
do
what
that.
Beer's for. So put in your iPhone now, though, to remind yourself, 99.5 QIK, 7 a.m. on Monday morning. Your reminder goes off. You know to listen. Luke Bryan, be doing this all day. It's going to be huge. It really is going to be crazy. All right, so Monday morning, Luke Bryan.
Be listening to that.
Also, we're about to play Chris Stapleton, October 11th. He's going to be here. I'm just telling you.
This is
crazy.
Crazy time
never ends.
For concerts.
I know. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
ZBB on Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Hey, this is good. This gets me really, really excited. I mean, this is kind of cool. Super Bowl's next weekend, right?
I feel like it's already here.
No, it's next Sunday.
I know, but
Pro Bowl Orlando this
weekend. Right around the corner.
Yeah. National Chicken Council. They're really excited. America. Good job, America.
America.
We're going to break a record with the amount of buffalo wings we're going to eat for the Super Bowl. And they can tell this because of
buffalo sauce.
Oh, my God. It's the best, dude.
It's really good.
It's so good. 1.4 billion wings this year will be consumed on just the Super Bowl.
Gosh, that's so much.
1.4 billion. That's billion with a B. That's 27 million more than last year.
I'm wondering, too, how much ranch and blue cheese is going to be consumed.
I know. You got to take it easy. That adds a lot of the calories quick.
And how little celery.
No one sells it. Yeah, you want the ranch and blue cheese. So good job, America. We did it. 1.4 billion. It's like we did it, but we didn't even do it yet because it's not till next Sunday. But we're gonna do it.
We might outdo it.
We might do it even better. Brand new "I Love You, Man" is next on QYK. Luke Combs on Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK.
We just had a full-blown discussion about chicken wings off air, by the way.
I'm like, I think there's saliva coming out of my mouth because I was just talking about buffalo sauce and wings. Oh, my gosh. All right, now it's time to talk about a little "I Love You, Man." We're going to call, we're dialing through right now. We'll connect here in a second. I'm going to call a tire place, and I'm going to tell them that I'm looking ahead for a Valentine's Day present for my wife, and I want to buy pink tires, see if they sell pink tires.
But then
I'm going to tell the guy I love him. Will he? This is just a social experiment. Will he say "I love you" back? We call this "I love you, man." Okay, it's ringing through. Here we go now. Hey, my man, what's up?
Going on with how you going?
Got a question for you, my brother.
I'm listening.
Thinking about a Valentine's Day present for my wife.
Okay.
Do y'all sell pink tires?
Pink tires. No, I ain't found the pink tires yet, man.
Well, I think that'd be a cool present, you know. So she always sees her tires when she's getting into her car, and she's like, "Oh, my husband loves me. Pink tires." Well, do y'all by chance paint tires?
Fine. I've seen them, but where they at around here, I haven't found them yet.
I love you, man.
And you wear the love.
All right. I love you, my brother.
I give you the highest love. You love from God.
I like the way you say it, man. You warm my heart.
You know, my love falls short, so I want everybody to have the best.
All right. Love you, brother.
I'll see you later, man. You have a good day.
Love you. Bye. Oh, I hung up the phone. I don't know if we can count that. I don't know if that was it.
Well, he gave you the love of Jesus.
He did. He said, but his love falls short, but yep. It's the higher love that he gave me. So he just passed on the love from above.
You can't get more love than that.
You're right. That
counts.
That's a success. All right. There we go. We got a "I Love You, Man" from the clouds this morning right down to us.
We're
feeling really
good. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit "Something in the Water" make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
So if you don't win the $1,000 coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we hope you do. We're going to give you a keyword at 8 o'clock. Get on that 99.5 QYK app so you can enter that. Yeah. We got another awesome way for you maybe to win some money. A new job with Oscar Mayer Wieners.
Yeah, they are currently seeking applicants through January 31st for a one-year position beginning this June to drive their infamous Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
Yeah, and they do this every year, but it's never for a year. This is like the new thing. A lot of times they'll have like college kids do it for a summer, but this is like a legit full-time position for a year.
Yeah.
And you've seen the Wiener truck driving up and down the road, right?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that Wiener once or twice.
It's a childhood. It's an iconic childhood image in my head. You know, I see that car going down, and I've always wanted to be like, how do you get that job? Like, what did you do to get the job?
Well, I clicked on it to find out more about the position, and I cannot believe this because, honestly, I thought it wouldn't take much, right? You probably just have to have a good driving record to drive around this wiener.
No, not everybody can drive that wiener around. Well, you have to be...
No, apparently you have to have a Bachelor of Arts or Bachelor of Science degree. Quote, preferably in public relations, journalism, communications, advertising, or marketing. Because not only do you have to drive the Wienermobile around, but then you have to go to live TV appearances, radio appearances.
Now, you're like a marketing and spokesperson. This is a legit, like I said, it's not like the college intern thing. Kevin, have you ever thought about you could captain the Wienermobile for Oscar Mayer?
I mean, that sounds like a good thing, right?
He's got his degree.
I got a college degree. I'm halfway there.
You have a college degree?
I do.
And you come do this every morning?
I do.
Incredible of you.
Mark,
that's incredible of you, dude.
This is what happens by not going to college. Now your dreams of driving around the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile are shattered.
Isn't that funny? You start with a degree, then you get into radio, and then you go to Oscar Mayer Wiener. Like, your life just progressively just goes down, down,
some
down.
Weird choices
Kevin,
in your life.
No, I'm just, Kevin, you're a smart guy, though. Like, it does not surprise me you have a 4-year. You're a very smart guy.
Thank you, buddy.
Like an analytical way. You know what I mean? Like you evaluate things in your mind and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
He could totally handle driving around.
Hey, let's fill out applications separately just to see if they call us back. Like for the interview process.
No way.
Chance of $1,000 is next.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, Kevin is furious with me, something that I've done on my Instagram. And
oh, yeah, he is. I was surprised by his reaction.
He freaked out on me. And this, so we'll tell you the story next. Melanie, I think you're on my side about this, which is cool.
Am I? I don't know about that.
I appreciate all your support.
But I actually don't think I'm on your side.
Well, we'll tell you the story next, 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. So yesterday, Kevin comes around to where I sit in the radio studio. I'm on my phone. I'm on Instagram. You know how it is. You get on Instagram, you just start kind of going through, see what's going on.
Scrolling, yeah.
Kevin screams out loud. Reenact it, Melanie. What did he do?
You're following that girl, but you're married.
Oh my, that's exactly. And he was angry about it. Dude, you're married.
Yep.
Okay, well, he's not Scooby-Doo or Shaggy, so I don't know what that was.
Like Scoob, you're married. Zoinks.
That's what you sounded like. That was the worst Kevin impersonation I've ever heard.
That's how I... So there's a girl on Instagram, and she does a lot of stuff for Pet Pal Animal Shelter, the shelter that we work with.
Oh, you're really Mondays, telling the story.
Monday.
Okay.
And so she does for a living. She, you know, gets in like swimsuits and takes pictures. She's an
Instagram model.
Right.
Yeah.
But like a legit one for real. Seriously.
Oh, of course.
No, but like seriously.
They're all legit, Mark.
Well, so we're like, I'm going through and Kevin freaks out. And he's like, you're married. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I shouldn't be on your Instagram. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, I'm not like I just someone I follow. And Melanie's like, well, I think there's like rules, like you're not supposed to follow people from the opposite sex. I'm like, I've never heard of that rule ever. Like ever.
Ever? Really? You've never heard it ever?
Hold on. So do you follow guys on Instagram that?
So I think that there's some loopholes. There's some technicalities
of course.
To it.
I love it. When I do it, my loophole was, oh, this person works with an animal shelter. Unacceptable.
Okay, now, I'd love to hear you. That's not why you're following her.
No, 100%. 100%
of
it.
Yeah.
No, I would say 50% you're following for the animals and maybe 50% for the bikini shots.
97%. Seriously.
You're such a liar.
So, lies. But Kevin, you know, and this person has supported our, like when we get the dogs adopted and everything, like shares it and everything.
She also wears thongs.
Yes.
There's that part of it, but she is.
Kevin's coming back home.
No,
I like it.
She does great work for Pet Pal and rescuing animals. She truly does.
Not doubting that.
Look how this just backfired on Melanie. I love it.
But she, half of her posts are inappropriate for
Kevin,
a married man,
so Kevin,
I think.
He's back.
I know. This guy, you can't trust him, man. Gosh, he's everywhere. He's like a lightning bolt. You never know where it's going to strike.
I'm not saying that you can't follow someone of the opposite sex, but like, I follow Thomas Rhett. There's a couple people that I follow of the opposite sex, but I'm not following any Instagram male models.
Well, that's unfair because I would have followed this person regardless of what they did or, you know what I mean? Just because they were helping us with the dogs
adopted.
Could
never, I thought you were going to say, yeah, she doesn't have to do anything with dogs because as long as she's in her bikini.
No, that's the thing. No, because I could follow 100 people in her bikini, but I'm just
saying. And do you?
No, I don't.
You're telling me that's the only one on your phone on Instagram that you follow?
I mean, if I have to go check, I will, but I don't know. I don't think so.
Wears a swimsuit. Are they all rescuing dogs, Mark?
Well,
are
listen,
they?
Here's the thing. If you rescue dogs and commit yourself to that, I'll follow you. I'm a fan of that. I am a fan of that. Now, Kevin.
Don't pay me in a belly. I'm a fan of that, too, but that's not why you're following.
This is, I tell you, this is dicey. Everyone's kind of got their angle, and they're really going back and forth at it. I like it. 800-992-1099. So have you ever followed somebody on Instagram and your significant other was like, stop following that person? But listen, it can't be like an ex, because of course you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's just dumb, right? Like, because that's nothing but trouble. Everybody knows that. Do you follow an ex?
No. Oh, heck no.
Do they follow you?
I don't know. I don't look through to see if they followed.
Ooh, I don't know. Need to check.
Kevin, would you follow this person that I follow on Instagram, or that would be?
I wouldn't.
Wow. And she's very supportive of what we do.
She is.
But you have to draw the line somewhere, and that would be your line.
Because that's what.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of guy friends, too, that I follow. So you can follow the opposite sex. I just think it's
the picture
and the pictures, the content they're putting out there that you're like. Are you liking the photos, too?
No. Maybe a couple.
Mark.
No, not like the ones that he saw.
But the rescuing ones.
The rescuing ones, yes. I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Right.
That's
Yeah. Because I said, well, listen, here's the deal.
Good sigh.
I like her angle of getting attention, because she puts on these like bikinis and it's like, well, and then she'll like pose with the dogs and she's local. She's St. Pete. So I just think it's kind of cool. It all works out.
Well, we got a text from someone in Tampa saying,
I bet we did.
I see no, they're actually on your side.
Oh,
I see no issue with Mark or my husband following or looking at other women on Facebook, Instagram, and she threw in Twitter.
Wow. See, I agree with that, but I'm not really looking at other women. I happen to follow some.
You're not looking at other women.
Honestly, it wouldn't have been a big deal if Kevin didn't freak out about it, but
he really did.
He really did. Mel, you have to admit, he freaked out about it.
I did.
All right, we'll get your calls and your texts on the way next. Should you follow people of the opposite sex? 99.5 QIK. It's Michael Ray. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie, it's 99.5 QIK. All right, so Kevin freaked out the other day. I was going through my Instagram. There's a girl in a bikini, and she's a pro at this, right? This is what she does. And he goes, Mark, you're married. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, why are you looking at that? And I was like, well, she follows me on Instagram. I follow her on Instagram. She does a lot of work for Pet Pal. Like, this isn't Kevin, get a hold of yourself. And he goes, I would never do that. He was disgusted and disappointed in me. I couldn't believe it.
He was very disappointed in you.
Melanie, you're not disappointed in me.
No.
But you don't know that you would want your fiancé to do this either.
I mean, I do follow people from the opposite sex,
right.
But I just don't.
If there was a guy, let me tell you something. If there was a guy, okay, and he did like great community service work, in St. Pete, you live in St. Pete, you're born in St. Pete, like, and let's say his job was to take a shirt off a lot and he looked great, wouldn't you follow him?
I do follow this one guy who was on The Bachelor, who's from St. Pete, but it's mainly because I laugh at the photos. They're so staged,
no.
But they're all around St. Pete in locations, but I will not lie. His body, and he's got a cute dog, but his body is banging.
Oh my God. Apology accepted. It's like my, it's like my same story.
But he's from The Bachelor.
Oh.
Does that count?
We're getting some texts. What are some of the texts saying?
Oh, well, also, okay. Dang.
What?
I think I should have taken the other side on this, because somebody from the 727 says that I follow Dr. Constantine just because he's hot as hell. And the husband is very secure and does not have a problem with it.
That's the guy who does, like, he's in the dentist office and he's doing all the dances.
I think I had to write her back. I said, listen, Dr. Constantine is an exception to the rule, because Dr. Constantine, everyone follows him.
So crazy. Everyone finds an exception to their rule. You know what I mean?
Right, like, I guess I'm changing my opinion on this.
Yeah. Apology accepted.
I've come to the dark side.
Hey.
People have asked me to call my wife and talk to my wife to see what she would think. I think we have her on hold. Melissa?
Hello.
Hello.
Boy.
Hey, Melissa.
Uh-oh. Not good.
She doesn't sound happy.
Uh-oh.
Hi. I'm not mad.
You don't care.
Well, two things. Number one,
oh,
I don't know what this person looks like.
I hate it when...
Oh, I don't know what this person looks like.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And
go ahead.
And I also know they haven't had five kids, so I'm never going to look like that probably. Number two, I don't think you're doing anything wrong by looking, and I trust you.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
But going back...
And to- on January 25th, 2019, the heavens pierced through the clouds, and I was delivered, and my soul was saved.
If I saw the picture, I probably wouldn't like it, but I don't think you're doing anything wrong by looking.
God, I love you.
I know you do.
Well, that's good that she doesn't care. But yeah. does it make you feel a little bad? Because like you said, you have five kids. You don't feel like you're going to look like this Instagram model. So does it make you feel a little like, okay, well, thanks for looking at this. Because that's not me.
I'm not looking.
It was yes. Like, I don't like, I wouldn't like that. Like, if I saw what she looks like, you know. But he can go to the beaches and see a thong.
Ooh.
True statement.
So true.
True statement.
So true. We'll end on that mode. Oh, no, we got to take a break.
You ask the girl for her Instagram handle and then add her?
We are out of time, and we must take a break, unfortunately.
You got to get back to scrolling all those phone pictures.
Melissa, thank you. Thank you for calling. That was great. It was very supportive. I love you, too. That was really good.
You guys are so cute.
All right, bye. I'm not going to tell her she's had seven kids, the girl on Instagram. But, no, I'm just kidding.
The girl on Instagram
No, I'm just kidding.
That's salt to the wound.
As far as I know, she's
had
zero kids. I was just kidding. Okay. I was just kidding. We'll get to more of your calls and texts on the way. Man. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Man, my wife's so cool. So you guys tried to get me burned up, but nope, didn't work. Kevin, the other day, looks on my Instagram.
She is really cool.
There's a girl on the Instagram that I follow.
There was this girl.
There was this girl on my IG. I'm done. I'm out. I can't
I was done. Like, are you going to freestyle to a country song?
Yeah, I was trying to freestyle Riley Green.
It didn't work out.
No, it was not going to work out. Kevin's like, you're married. You shouldn't be looking at that. I was like, I follow her and she follows me. And she does a lot of work with Pet Pal. So, and then she makes a living by taking these really
just so happens seductive. That she posts
she's a model. Yeah.
Photos.
So whatever. Yeah. And that's her business. And I think it's great. And she does great work for the community.
Great. Well,
I
we do. Know that.
Well, and so Kevin's like, you're married. You shouldn't be looking at that. And Melanie's like, I don't know how I feel about it.
A lot of people were texting, too, saying, what does your wife think? So now we know.
Good. Yeah, now we know. So my wife called and she's like, you
she's
know.
She's cool with it.
Well, and she's honest. She's like, look, I've had five kids and, you know, I'm doing the best I can. I'm sure this woman hasn't had five
kids. And your wife looks great, by the way.
She does look great. Listen, I tell her all the time she looks great and not to be so hard on herself because.
Is this as you're scrolling looking at thong models?
No, I don't. No, I'm not seeking it out. It's just there.
You're following it. You hit the follow button.
Just there. Jody, welcome to the show. What do you got, Jody?
Hey. If they would have had Instagram and things when I was younger, I would have had an issue with it if my spouse followed people of the opposite sex. But as you get older, you become more mature, and you understand the trustingness of your relationship.
Yes.
We're in our late 40s now, and I don't have a problem with my husband following anybody, even ex-girlfriends.
You go, girl.
It's a trust thing.
Even ex-girlfriends, man, that's like next level right there.
Yeah, she's just a friend now.
But you say she's just a friend.
Oh, baby,
you got in my feed.
And now you're in my Instagram feed.
He's a firefighter, so he spends 24 hours with females, and they share the same dorm.
The firefighter applicants of Tampa Bay just went through the roof. They're like, oh, cool, I'll become a firefighter, too, and I can follow all these chicks on Instagram.
I can
That's
send
awesome.
Them messages. It's right. Awesome. Awesome, Jody. Thank you.
Thank you, Jody. Have a great one.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. So we played Jimmy Allen right there. Best shot. And, you know, Jimmy Allen, I loved his story. We talked to him a couple months ago. And when he moved to Nashville, $20 in his pocket, lived in a car. Then he had to live in a camper with no electricity. And he's just talking about like, man, I never thought I'd even get in a recording studio. He finally gets in it, made some friends. Then he gets his number one song right there with Best Shot. But I love this story about Jimmy, his son, and Disney World.
Yeah, they love Disney just as much as Kevin and I do. He takes his son, Aiden, to Disney and has since he was a baby. He said even when he was broke and had no money, he would save up, put his pennies together, and he worked 2-3 jobs just so they could drive down from Nashville, go to Orlando once a year. And now it's become a tradition. And he said, honestly, it's more so for him than it is for his kid at this point.
Well, I love in the beginning, he was like, I had to go somewhere where like made me feel magical, like there was a purpose to life. He's like, so I took my kid when he was a baby, didn't really understand what was going on. But to Jimmy, he's like, that was kind of my getaway of like, there is like a magical place in the world.
Right. And there's then a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right. And look what happened. Like I know. And now, of course, he didn't have to drive down. He could fly down.
So. Yeah. I think now he flies down.
He's flying first class probably.
He said they used to stay at the cheapest resorts or motels that they could find.
Yeah. Definitely he didn't have any money. Yeah.
Not on Disney property. Now he says they stay at Disney property and fly down.
It's Jimmy Allen. You can't not root for him. He's such a good dude. Good story. Him, his son, and Disney. I love
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, here we are. Eve of Gasparilla.
Yeah.
Listen.
People either love it or totally avoid it.
If you haven't started chugging your water and hydrating, get on that like right now. Part of the reason, too, it's going to be chilly. Like, we're talking the high of 60. But you know, on the water with that breeze rolling in, even though the sun's going to be out. Ooh.
I know there's going to be a lot of girls with their little pirate costumes on tomorrow, but you might want to go ahead and put some leggings on with your pirate costume because you are going to be freezing.
I've already seen all over Instagram and Twitter, a lot of people are like subbing out my Bloody Mary for hot chocolate and coffee tomorrow morning.
It's National Irish Coffee Day, by the way.
That's a good little twist into Gasparilla because then you can get the warmness, the warmth, but then still get the warmth.
That is a really good idea. Start off going out there. I know the festivities begin around 11, and then the parade starts at 2 p.m.
Yeah, so it'll be in the 50s when it kicks off, but hopefully 60. A little breezy, though. And we're talking about 300,000 people, Gasparilla. So
many. So if you do not want to go to Gasparilla, obviously keep that in mind when you're driving around running errands on Saturday morning because there's going to be a lot of traffic.
Something, too, we say it every year, but it's so important. Like, even if you're not driving, but you're driving with someone who may get down there, and it gets away from them a little bit. And that's all right. It happens to all of us, right? We'll be like, no, I'll drive. Then you get there and it's like, well, I don't know. Don't let them drive home.
That does not happen to me. I'm going in. It's Gasparilla.
Yeah, just throw them in the Uber with you, right?
Uber.
So even if you're not the one driving, there's still a lot of bad things can happen. You can still get hurt. You can hurt other people. So do the right thing. Take them back in their car the next day. It's all good, but do the right thing. If your DD gets a little upside down.
Do not drink and drive. You know they're going to be cracking down, too. So just stay safe.
And stay warm, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.